Hello, this is Steve Forbert. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Hey, mister, got a minute? That's what he would say.
Some sweet, sweet music there from Steve Forbert kicking off Tell the Band to Go Home today. It is the UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. Down here till 4 o'clock or so, and, you know, live in the studio. We don't take Thanksgiving off here. No, no, no. We just come in and try to spread some love and give thanks to some great music, and I'm going to do exactly that today. This is a show I've been thinking about for a while, and honestly, this might be a show. You know, every once in a while I do a show that's just for me, and I think this might be that show. If you've ever been curious enough to wonder how I ended up this way, this show should clear up a bunch of that for you, and probably tell you a little bit more about me than you ever would have wanted to know. And, you know, so that's what we'll do. It is Thanksgiving, and these are the friends that I have been thankful for the most in my life. These are old friends that I love to visit again and spend time with, and friends that can cheer me up, friends that can make me feel so much better when I already feel good. They're just good friends to have around. And music has certainly been a good friend to me all my life, and I assume part of yours as well. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be listening to this show. So maybe we'll introduce you to some new friends. Maybe we'll reconnect you with some old friends. Hopefully we'll just we'll entertain you. I kicked it off with something from Steve Forbert. Here's one that I remembered hearing as a kid in our house, and it was one of those ones that I always kind of liked, and then I got more into it later on when I started to appreciate music more, and got to see Steve Forbert and got to meet him. I got this copy of it signed. It's signed right there. I took it all the way to Toronto to get it signed when we went to see Steve Forbert at the Hughes Room in Toronto. So it sounded pretty good, didn't it? Didn't it? Here's another one. This one, I'm not gonna stick this far back in the past for very long, but I wanted to tell you about the artist that I first became fanatical of. Now I'm fanatical about like hundreds of artists, and it makes my life so complicated. But when I was a kid and just discovering music, it was a big deal when you had your favorite band. And I could have easily answered that question, who's your favorite band, as a kid. But now it's just such an impossible question. I get irritated when people ask me. But as a kid, this band for sure, especially right around, I guess it was grade 5 or so, me and my friend Jody, we used to go back to his grandma's house and listen to this record over and over and over again as kids. And then once again, later on in life, I learned to appreciate it even more, and I got to meet the guy, and he was a total dick to me.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade. Exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, though there's little variation. It nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day it reappears. Tonight my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day. Shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade.
turned to the love of yesterday. And I still can't fade the pain. I thought I'd have the strength to look the other way. But the sand drew me insane. Left the mountain only yesterday. Still the mountain calls my name. If I find myself there on another day, someone come drag me away. I just can't seem to get ready. Just can't seem to keep my hands steady. Oh man, what does it take? 'Cause I must to be free. I must to be free. I talked to Moses only yesterday. Said, man, how'd you part that sea? Sleight of hand, the Holy Land, their destiny. And then I set my people free. He knew how to get the thing started. Just when I got the sea parted. Hey there, man, you got some love for me. 'Cause I must to be free. I must to be free.
I just feel Russian. I don't know.
You don't need me here. I don't care about that. And I guess by now I should have known that when we get through all the things that I said, you said, he said, she said, you don't need another song I wrote. I said from you to me, I'm not afraid of losing. I don't need to hear you say what now. I said after all this time I'd rather walk alone. I don't need another friend to hold me. I know you'll follow me as I walk into the night. I'll take your ashes in my hand and throw them to the sea. There's a wise man sitting on a bag of gold, yeah, but he don't need what he has saved in there. He don't need to think about all the things that can go wrong. He just needs someone for his heart to hold. I followed her, yeah. I thought she held all that I needed to know. Well, I guess by now you have enough of I said, you said, we said. Yeah, I guess by now you've heard it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Duckshot Hunter from St. Vitale, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, from their second cassette, Yum, that was All This Time. Now I got to get this out of the way before I forget, because I'm kind of dumb. Got a call a minute ago from someone from Elections Canada. First of all, if you haven't done so already, you can vote right now in the advance polls today and tomorrow from noon to 8 here in Winnipeg. You can get out and vote, and I encourage you to do that. Lock it in, get it done. Don't wait and, you know, have something happen. You know, if something happens today and you can't get it done, the lineup's too long or whatever, you've still got tomorrow. If you leave it till the last minute, you got no choice but to wait in the long line or not vote, and we do not want that happening. So get on out there and vote. You can find all your info online or on your voter card. But here in the Winnipeg South Center area, they're looking for workers to help alleviate those long lineups. They have lineups and they need people to help them. So if you want to go work for Elections Canada and help out, alleviate the lineups, they could use it even today. You can go down there today and get a job if you're 18 plus and you're not, you know, if you're not crazy like me. They'd probably let you help. I got two phone numbers if you want to go to work. And you don't have to be from Winnipeg South. If you just want some part-time work today or tomorrow, call these numbers, okay? 204-983-7664. That's 983-7664. Or 983-7199. It's 983-7199. I got those here. If you miss them, just give me a call back here at the station. But pretty cool and a great way to get involved in the most important election of my life anyway, you know, it's a big one, so we want to make sure you can vote. So if you want to go help those folks out, please do. Anyway, we heard something from Duckshot Hunter. They were my favorite band when I was in high school. I was their biggest fan. I was their only fan, it seemed, but still, you know, dedicated nonetheless. I went to high school with one of the members of Duckshot Hunter, and I just I was amazed by how great they were and by how absolutely nobody on earth knew who they were except for me. It felt like an exclusive, amazing club that I was so proud to be a part of. I still think that they should have gone farther than they ever did. They're so great. Duckshot Hunter. They became the Simpletons. Good stuff. Anyway, before Duckshot Hunter, we heard the New Meanies. Those guys went to my previous high. You know, I liked high school so much, I went to a couple of them and spent like 5 years doing it. But the New Meanies, they were from my neighborhood. Damon Mitchell's grandma and grandpa lived right across the street from me. So and bass player Sky lived right next to my grandparents. And we, you know, got to hear them playing through the walls. Sometimes my grandparents didn't appreciate it nearly as much as maybe I did. But we heard the New Meanies from Westdale, from something from Three Seeds. We heard Scenic Anomaly. It was always so amazed and so proud to be from the same area as those guys. And I can't really think of too many reasons why you'd be proud to be from Westdale, except for the amazing music that came out of my neighborhood is crazy, crazy. New Meanies and Scott Nolan and Lederhosen and all Crumbs are from there. Oh, so many people, so many people. Anyway, love them, New Meanies. That's an album that I just never, ever get tired of. It's so great. It's called Three Seeds. We heard The Watchmen in there. The first, you know, Winnipeg rock stars, I think, that I really fell in love with was The Watchmen. We heard Must Be Free from McLaren Furnace Room. And I might have, it's possible that the first time I really, really fell in love with The Watchmen was when they opened for The Pursuit of Happiness at Le Rendezvous. It's entirely possible. Although, I don't know, I guess I probably would have seen them at Sunfest by then. They played every year at Sunfest. Anyway, we heard The Pursuit of Happiness, When the Sky Comes Falling Down from Love Junk. And Colin Hay in there with a solo version of Men at Work's hit Overkill. Remember when I interviewed Colin Hay and he was kind of a dick? I mean, I still think it was probably a lot my fault, if not entirely my fault. Well, it couldn't be entirely my fault. But anyway, it's a funny, funny memory. Anyways, you grow up idolizing Men at Work, then you get to interview the lead singer of Men at Work, and he just wants nothing to do with you. And I find it humorous. Anyway, I'm going to play some more music. I don't know if you noticed in there or you will coming up, but there's going to be some sad songs today. Had some sad, terrible news about losing a friend yesterday. That's kind of bumming me out. So songs like this, always in situations like this, they're so sad and so miserable that they always just kind of make me feel better. They make you feel less alone, you know, and if that's not what great music should do, is make you feel a little bit less alone in the world, as John D. Graham would say, then what damn good is it? You know, so here's something. The songs that we heard already were mostly things that I discovered on my own as a kid and fell in love with. But also as a kid, I had a great friend who introduced me to some amazing albums and kind of sent me off in the right direction. And I am eternally grateful for helping me to find my way to this and a few other things perhaps in this set. So we'll send these ones out to my old pal Mark.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. Just like way back in the days of old, how magnificently we will fold into the mystic.
and that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock a gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will float into the mystic.
Friendship will never end, but it would hurt him so for him to know that I'm in love with his girlfriend. Now the love of a girl and the love of a friend are two things you can't compare. And though my heart will ache, I will let it break, 'cause I know that it just ain't fair. So go on home, girl, let's call it a night. You better go home, girl, this just ain't right. But before you go, I want you to know that I love you, yes I do. And though it breaks my heart for us to part, still I know Frank loves you too. Now you say that we can make him see we got a love that's really real, but I think that he is just like me, and I know just how he feels. Darling, we both know it would hurt him so if you told him that it must end. And I could never hold the love I stole from a man I called my best friend. Go on home, girl, you better go home, girl. Go on. Friendship is really strong. They give me his car to go for a ride. He never knows how long I'll be gone. Well, I'm trying to forget all the things that we've done while Frank is just waiting back home. Girl, you can't go right with me anymore. That's the way it's got to be from now on. Thank you.
vibration, yeah.
Positive.
Got to have a good vibe. I am an Irishian, yeah.
Irish-ites.
Whoa, whoa. Positive vibration, yeah.
Positive.
If you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devils, I say. Oh, why not help one another on the way?
Make it much easier.
Just
yeah.
A little bit yeah. Easier.
Say you just can't live that negative way. If you know what I mean. Make way for the positive day. Cause it's news, news and days. New time. And if it's a new feeling, yeah. Said it's a new sign. Oh, what a new day.
Picking up. Are you picking up now?
Jah love, Jah love,
protect us.
Jah love, Jah love,
protect us.
Jah love, Jah love,
protect us.
Rasta man, vibration, yeah.
Positive.
Vibration, yeah,
positive.
Yeah, I am a vibration, yeah.
Irish-ites.
Whoa. Positive vibration, yeah.
Positive. Picking up. Are you picking up now? Picking up.
When I'm understanding in her special way. And I just have to say, in my life, I love the woman because she's more than I deserve. And she gets me where I live. I'll give all I have to give. I'm talking about that hummingbird. Oh, she's a little and she loves me too much for words to say. When I see her in the morning swimming, she's a little and she loves me too, my love. Don't fly away.
Don't fly away. Don't fly away.
a beauty there from the Jeff Healey Band from See the Light, album that I was obsessed with in my younger days, and I still listen to it from time to time and just get blown away by how great it really is. It is. Got to see the Jeff Healey Band with two of my friends at the concert hall in those early days, and Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat were opening, and I got to sit front row, and I got to go backstage, and it was a very formative experience for me. Big deal. A lot of fun. B.B. King in there before that, Hummingbird from Why I Sing the Blues, the late, great B.B. King. So good. That's a compilation, and I hate to recommend compilation because it's kind of cheating. I always want to give you the real record. But that is a compilation that I've had and listened to over and over and over and over again. So good. So good. And no fat. It's all good stuff. That one. Why I Sing the Blues. Before that, Bob Marley and the Wailers from Rastaman Vibration. Such a great record. It's one of those ones that I don't think I ever would have taken the initiative to pick up a Bob Marley record. So I'm forever in debt to my pal Mark for telling me to buy that one and Exodus. And such great records. Oh, man. We heard something in there from Rye Cooter from Bop Till You Drop. We heard Go Home, Girl. Another classic. Van Morrison's Into the Mystic from Moondance. Moondance, I've often called it the greatest album of all time. There's just not a single thing wrong with that record. It is perfect to the extreme. I love it so much. I think I have at least four copies of it in my house at the moment. And it's one of those things. I met a girl once who had more than one copy of Moondance, and I fell in love with her right away. Didn't really work out, but it was fun, you know, bonding over Moondance. Actually, I had two relationships that were primarily, well, not primarily, but they were somehow influenced by that record. Neither one of them worked out. Sure were fun, though. It's good stuff. Since they didn't work out, I've dropped that criteria, so, you know, it's okay. We heard Derek and the Dominoes in there. I Looked Away, just a miserable, sad sack of a record. Layla and other assorted love songs. And man, oh man, do I love it. So good. We're going to take a break and get a little more, get into the present a little more. You're listening to some of my favorite albums of all time. If you buy any one of these records that we hear today, I promise you, you should love it all. We're only playing the good stuff. So, full albums, no bad stuff, just good stuff. Stick around, we'll play some more.